Here we lead by hearing God and meeting together in
one.
Ask away, my friend. We're here for you.
So how does this practically apply to hierarchical culture?
実際にそういう階級制度の激しい業界、日本なんかではどういうものがこの中でメインでしょうか。もう先生とか全部の中でそれをすることは可能なんでしょうか。
Maybe the distinction between a hierarchical culture and tongue.
We are mixing
together here. They are mixed together. And that's why there needs to be these instructions. Are we okay here? Do you understand the difference? The kingdom of God comes in, radicalizes our lives individually.It goes to our families. It goes to our neighborhood, our workplace, our politics, our economics. It affects all of life. Can you see the difference that prayer would play? So prayer here would probably be a little more formal. Programmatic, a little more programmed. And here, prayer is a lifestyle.
But
if you're going to do this, all of this, every member of the household of God carries the presence of God.
And
need to be trained and
taught.
If you ask most Christians, do you pray for the people at your job or your neighbor by name? Have you heard God talk to you about that neighbor? Very few people actually have had that experience. When you're buying groceries, you pray for the person doing the cash register. I used to do all of my sermon preparation in a bar. I was thinking about it. I was part of a very large church. I'm sitting in the church office preparing a sermon for church people. And we would worship the Lord in the church building. And they would all listen to me preach. And then they would go out and have a
laugh.
I have no idea. I go home at 1 o'clock and I eat pasta potlucks. And I watch football. And I was thinking, what is wrong with this picture? So I changed it up a little bit. So I started to go to the Fox and Hound.
Bar.
Yeah, Fox Hound
というバーがキャンプ場で、
そこに行ってですね、メンテージで。そこで立ってカウンター
で。ある男と私と来て。
Really cocky guy. He was real arrogant.
かっこいいみたいな決まった人ですけど、そしたら来て。
So he said, said, I'll tell you why I'm in Kansas City.
なんで俺が、Kansas City か理由と、それは
okay. I said, I divorced my wife.
結婚して。
I left my children.
子供を残して。
They're in Florida. I don't need them.
いらないじゃん。
They were messing up my
life. 俺の人生を彼らに壊すんだ。
Then I bought a house here for one reason.
And 家をここで買った理由の一つは
It's a place for women.
Well,
I said, you and women, so it's kind of your cave for you and the
babes.
He said, yep.
And
he said, so what's your deal? So my deal is, they call me a polyneuma climatologist.
Polyneuma climatologist.
So, polis is city. Pneuma is spirit. Geometology is changing.
この街の冷静を体
に入れるんだったんだ。この街の冷静を体に入れるんだった
んだ。この
街の冷静を体に入れるんだったんだ。新しい
働きにな
るんだよ。でも
大丈夫だよ。
I wanted to say Ephesians 3:10, that through the church the manifold wisdom of God is made known to powers and
principalities.
Hallelujah,
Father.
So then he says, yeah, but really, what's the deal? I said,
well,
I'm in love with my wife. I love my kids. They're awesome. And I just love helping people become like Jesus. So he got up. He was okay. He went and got me another drink. And when he was over there, I noticed that he was talking to the bartender. He's looking over at me. He's talking to the bartender. And he says, the bartender came over. Oh, this is where I get kicked out, you know. And the bartender says, this guy told me that you're a polyneuropathic. That's me. He said, are you messing with my people? I said, oh, no. I said, in fact, you and I are a lot alike. Yeah. I said, let me ask you. You know all those guys sitting at that party. You know their lives. You know what they're going through. Oh, yeah. I know who they are. I said, well, that's what I do. And I said, furthermore, you and I both dispense spirits. Oh, he says, we do it. Yes, sir.
That's
a little different from each other. So we talked for
5-10 minutes.
And he says, you're always welcome. I spent a whole year doing my sermon preparation. Why? I don't belong here. I belong from here to my family, the family of God. To take the life of God and save people. One of the things that keeps us here is parental fear. Parents are afraid of their Christian children. So what's the answer to that? Introduce your kids to this. Introduce your kids, not the church,
but the
family. And watch what they do out here. Dangerous warriors for God who love Jesus. Not afraid of sin. Right, how many parents do you hear say, careful now, you might fall into sin? Maybe they'll get filled with the Holy Spirit. And maybe they'll go into economics and change it. We've got to think different. Now, this is an erasure.
Oh,
let's see.
Oh!
Is it
better?
Needs a little water.
Yeah.
So, let's. Any questions so far? Because I'm going to get back. That is a
massive question. How do you do this in a fairly special and structured culture? We run into this in Africa. You know, Asia. Some are matriarch and most are patriarch.
Okay. Because, I mean, for most people on the top is going to, that allows for easy control, easy ability to say, hey, you know,
That's why it's got to be deconstructed. And for that to invite, yeah, for that to invite revival,
God's
not going to fill that. He's going to tear it down. So if that's what we mean, come revive us again. He's going to do some blasting. Because leaders cannot get any benefit from the ministry. There can't be an ounce of control in our motivations. We're to equip God's people, not use them. Okay. Yeah.
I just want to make sure that at some point, Because for myself, I would love to get in a room with people and do what you're doing and do something that looks very similar to like the first traditional like having a pastor of presentation like this kind of thing. But just like I'm wondering how does the deconstruction process look more like into more relational family style of like, a church that we're going to call each other. It's not going to be like this one match with a hammer. It's going to be like a multiple little similar.
So how did Jesus do it with
the disciples? Right.
Talk about deconstruction.
These
guys were so Jewish.
And
yet, 3.5 years later, they're preaching the gospel in the streets of Jerusalem. It wasn't overnight. There was some of it. So early in his ministry, he did a lot of teaching. He brought them along. By Luke 10, he says, now I'm sending you out. You get involved. And then when they came back, what did they do?
In degrees.
Mark 80 says, I need you to go to the other side of the lake. He did that 2 times. And both times he started going on. One time they almost died. The other time, he wasn't in the boat. And he comes walking in. And when they saw him, they looked across the water and they said, so the one they walked with all day long, they didn't recognize. What's happening?
He's deconstructing.
それが
変わって
こと
ですし、
そして体験する。
両方
なんです。一回でポンってやってポンってなって、取り壊しながら体験する。そして最後にペトロが、
If it's you,
もしあなたならば、
I'm not sure it is, but if that's really you,
あなたならば私は、
Let me come to you.
あなたの
元
に行きます。
両
方なんです。取り壊す作業を作り上げていく作業は、
The Gospels are full of this deconstruction.
So, I
think
everything he said was a
revolution.
Restoring
the kingdom back
to Israel. And all of a sudden,
you said, I don't know, the kingdom of God.
Over and over, 3 years old. So and then he has the audacity to go to a Syrophoenician woman outside of Israel's boundaries. It's up in Lebanon. And he says, she says, well, can I have a little food too? You know, that old thing. And he puts her off. And she responds. But even the dogs
would be Yes, maybe should we take a break?
Yeah. And then he says, I've never seen faith like this in my life. The Lord will go outside of the church framework to reconstruct this church. Like modern day Gentiles. The church has always become like old Israel. In that it's so set in its ways. It's going to take some influence from the outside to help change. That's what the Jesus movement
was.
Those hippies change the church. Part of the deconstruction and reconstruction is going to be and will be and is around leadership. So many cultures in Israel are built on very strong pyramidal structures. So if you look at the scriptural
framework,
the church was birthed in Jerusalem. In what kind of a culture? What kind of culture? Power is at the top. The top was male. Male culture. So Jesus comes along and has a team of 12 and a bunch of women. And he's seen fraternizing with the ladies. Even They were so pyramidical and so Jewish. Peter had to have a vision in the middle of the day to give him permission to talk to Gentiles. being permitted.
So this is what the
Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and he lays out a structure or it was how the church was
created.
So, first two chapters of Ephesians, there's no activity. There's nothing that you're supposed to do. It's all about who we are. You have all blessings in Christ. Everyone's absolutely equal in God. And if you have a question about it, he answers it in chapter 2. And it says, there used to be a warfare between Jews and Gentiles. Males and females. Barbarians and Scythians. There's so many opposites. But he is our peace. He has made us one new
family.
This is for everyone. This is for leaders.
This
is for church workers. Christian bankers.
Nurses.
This is for everybody. Jesus leveled
in
terms of value. Pastor is not more than a
pastor.
There's a lot of abuse in this.
Now,
he's talking to power structure cultures. Roman Empire? And Jews. These are power structures. And I think what he's saying is we're going to turn them
upside down.
Because we're going to do love. And he says, this new community is being built into a temple. And that through that church, the manifold wisdom of God will be made known to power structure. So we have a way of deconstructing the power structure by reconstructing genuine love and affection. Husband and wife see themselves as equal in value. This is big for me. So look at my children as my equals in
value.
Not start with authority. Start with equality. Authority is important. We'll get to that. Most cultures have no clue about this. That the kingdom of God is a culture where everybody has equal value. Chapter 4 switches gears
in the
and it gets now into the thing of when he ascended, he gave gifts to men. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the work of their ministry. So what do we have on this end? We're actually different.
That's the opposite.
We're equal in value.
質的には一緒。
But people with different gifts.
でも違う、賜物なんです
ね。And in the Romans 12 gift list, the whole different set of gifts.
そして、賜物にはいくつも違ったものがあります。
There's three gift lists in
the
Bible.
の、賜物。
And they're all different.
その3つも違う。
It even says, since we have gifts differing from one another.
お互いの賜物が違うので。
So one body in Christ.
一つの神。
Equal in value. The earlobe is an important part. As well as the kneecap. Different functions. But unique. Then in chapter 5, he says.I want you all in the church to submit to one another.
お互いに従うというようなことですね。
I mean, anybody can be used of God to bless anybody.
どの人も神様によって用いられて、他の人に栄光を起こすことができるという。
Many says, husbands, love your wives, wives, and children.
妻をそう愛しなさいね、子供を愛しなさいというふうに言っていますから。
It's the first mention of authority.
これは僕の権威について書かれています。
Even when we say about the apostles, prophets, and masters, he didn't ever use the word authority.
そこまでオートリティというか権威というのは使ってないんですよ。
Do they have authority?
ただでも権威がありましたか?
Yes.
確かにありましたね。
Did he talk about them using authority?
権威を使うことについて言いましたか?
No.
言いませんでした。
Demanding honor? No.
権威を欲しいとは言いません。
No. It's a byproduct.
それは。
Of being placed there by God.
神様によって与えられた。
And he anoints them.
主宰ようなもので、そして私たちの。
To serve God's people.
そしてそれは神様の神を助けるもの。
And what keeps them in place?
そしてそれ秩序を。
Is humility.
秩序を持つことの秩序なんですね。
Why did God call the Jews Paul?
なぜパウロを神様に使われたんでしょうか。
Why Paul?Which is very clear on you children. Number one. Paul's own testimony. What did he say? You could say God looked the world over for the worst guy you could find and Paul is that guy. He called himself chief sinner. First Timothy chapter 1.
私は悪魔の頭だって言った
んですけ
ど、どうでしょうか、罪の罪人の頭だって言ったら。
Yeah, he chose him because he was such an idiot.
どうしようもないやつだから、
神様が選んだの。He was the most religious guy in the
world.
He was arrogant.
とても傲慢でしたし。
He was holding the coats of the people that were stoning Stephen.
ステファンを殺す時の人たちが欲しい。
He was probably murdering Christians. At least he was persecuting
them.
Why him? Also, the reason he chose me was to display his mercy. So you could put me high on a pedestal. To say to all who believe out there, that God is a God of unlimited patience. And if God can get Paul, God can get any of
us. God
can get Paul, God can get any
of us.
So leadership that operates under the sense of the mercy of God will be blessed. Leaders that demand obedience, allegiance, and all that, they will get deconstructed. Stand before you as partially deconstructed statues creation. Boats are sinking underneath us, rocks are flying, snakes are jumping out of fire, poisoning us. We bear our body, the dying of Jesus, with the life of Jesus, and we made manifest to each other. So what happens in power structure cultures, God gives us a promise that we can do it different. This is possible. So it takes Christian leaders to be committed to this. See, Adam Cox is 35 years old. Damien, he's the leader of our church. Started when he's 22. Adam and I are really good friends. And we've had a fight for our friendship. He didn't like me for 8 years. Because I reminded him of his own problems. So, it's nice to me, but he's always still this. Now, I could get hurt. Or I can put pressure. And all I heard the Lord say to me was, accept him no matter what. Let him shoot you, let him throw knives, let him be frustrated. Never give up on him. Pursue him. And one day in Tulsa, they got a breakthrough. And God opened his eyes to some of the issues with his own father. And I was standing right there when it happened. About the next time I wrote there. And it was just another step in there, growing in our hearts. You know why I could do that with him? Someone did it with me. Someone pursued me when I was young. And let me be a mess. And just love me through all my dysfunction. And now that person and I are partners in the book and global mission. And I'm sure Adam and I will be friends and partners for the day I die. We might even have Joe Sankey join us.
A lot of idea here is the authority within the first structure, visual structure that you have out there,
right,
is significantly different than the authority within the kingdom.
Yes.
Right? So, with leadership, how would you propose this, like, to start to move? Because it's a huge, it's actually a huge, probably one of the larger deconstructive, reconstructive thinking. It goes from an unseen authority that shows up in the scene to a seen authority that we always see. And so to reconstruct that concept is very difficult for a lot of people who either come from backgrounds or authority that have demonstrated in the wrong way, or society, or the system of authority is so ingrained. It's what Jesus spent 3 years deconstructing. Eventually, what does authority look like in the kingdom of God?
You can't do this.
一緒に共に生活する中で分かり合っていくことで、誰かに教えるってことはできないんです。本当にこのためには悔い改めも必要なんです
よね。I'm working with some pastors in my own town now.
今、自分の町の牧師さんが働いてるんですけども、
We have 23 churches.
23の教会があって、
20 of them pray every week.
そして20の教会の牧師さんが働いてるんですが、今、一緒に祈るときは。
But they're all, most of them are paradigm one. They're up there with the church in the center, doing big stuff.
教会中心の生活をしているところがあるので、
One pastor
一人の牧師先生が、
He's tired of it.
もうこれに疲れちゃったら嫌だと思って
ね。So、
彼は、僕は彼の牧師で、そのことについては、彼については彼とこのようなことを話すことができ
る。He's gone back to his elders and apologized
for their
arrogance.
自分の長老たちに自分の傲慢さを本当に悔やるかなという。ごめんなさい。
And the church right now is going through the first principles.
で、今その教会は、
And you can see the Holy Spirit just turning the other church,
the
biggest church in town, really cool leader, but he's the pastor. 42 years old. He's too young to be leading something. But we, for some weird reason, we're very good friends. So he'll say, tell me anything. So I said, okay, Mike, you're going to burn out. Nobody is designed to lead a church like this. God's with us. I said, you know what? Actually, he's not. Because he's never with what he doesn't start. He keeps coming back to me. Why do you keep coming back and giving bad news every time? I believe in that.They spent a whole day and the Lord just wouldn't let them off the ground. So it's up to the Holy Spirit to do this stuff. And it starts with reformers. There are men and women that carry a reform in the Spirit. And it's viral. It's not structural. You don't have to change the structure.Never will. I mean, I've been involved with Annie's church for about 12 years, and it's also a performance. And they have really switched a lot of the music. It's 10 years. Annie has switched. They've been loaded with people.Bless you, my friend. Really. The love is in you. I know you got it. Can we pray for you? If you really touch it. Can we get you in the middle and just do a little, you know, find you? You have a beautiful family. Oh, yeah. Good. 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 Thank you.